Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic X Journey Man, Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to give, we're doing readings today, so if you want to give a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. So it's one of those situations, we haven't done a show in a while, so therefore, you know, find us, get on here and do the whole thing we got to do. Let's see, we'll take some time, we're looking at the situation. Let's see. Yes. Let's take a break here real quick. Be right back. We're going to listen to some songs from Kansas called Child of Innocence. Sit back and listen. Have a great time. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We're back, everybody. How you doing? Now, this is Psychic X-Journey Man here on Psychic X-Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. So welcome to the show if you guys are just tuned in. We are doing free readings today, too, as well. So if you want to give us a call here at 646-721-9031, please do so. Or if you want to call for a private reading, we also do. I do private sessions and that kind of stuff in my home, on the phone, also via Skype. So if you want to take advantage of those situations and sit down and do a private session, I recommend it because realistically there's a lot of things we can't do on the show because of privacy, things that people don't want to sit there and say on the air. So therefore, give us a call. We'd be glad to sit down with you and have a great conversation and a great reading. Just give us a call at 719-344-8699, 740-500-8863, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Today, we're having an October special, too, as well, so if you want to jump in on that one. October special is 4 45-minute sessions, readings for only $100, or you can get one for only $40. It's actually a $5 markdown. It's usually $45 for 45 minutes, but this month we're going to do it for 45 minutes for $40. So if you want to take advantage of those situations, just give us a call here, 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863. Or go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. But for right now, for the next 2 hours, if you want to give us a call in here, please do so. We're doing free readings. If you have some questions, insights, some situations you got going on, be glad to sit down with you and work out the insights, give you as much insight as possible so we can give you a different direction and change your life in a very positive way. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you're also in the chat room and you want to sit there and ask a question or so, just let us know so we'll be checking in from time to time. Okay. All right, we have a caller on the line. So this is for a second, bring him on the air. This is area code 757. 757, welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hello.
I'm sorry?
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
This is Diana.
Viana, where are you calling from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
We're about in Virginia. My brother's in near Fairfax.
Yeah, I think I spoke with you a little while ago, and we were talking about my relationship with Sean. I don't know if you remember
that.
And I don't know... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's just one of those situations. People always, you know, I try to remember everybody I can. I'm pretty good at it. But, you know,
and I don't know if you told me. I don't know if it was you. I don't know. But I do know that I don't know if it was you or not. You told me that we were going to break up in October. I mean, break up soon or something like that. And I was like, what is he talking about? Well, we did.
Okay, sorry.
And and I wanted to see what you saw as far as we broke up because of him. And I don't know. I don't even know why right now. But, you know, I mean, I know why, but I just want to know what do you see as far as us in the future? You know, is he ever going to get right? Are we ever going to be married? Or, you know, what can you see? Or is it over?
What is that noise?
I'm sorry.
Well, I heard some noise coming in, like someone was walking behind you.
No.
Must be interference, dude. Anyway, no, so you and Sean broke up.
Mm-hmm.
This month.
Yeah, we just broke up, actually, the other day, like last Thursday or Friday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday he came and got his stuff. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to, you know, I had other readings before, you know, and they told me that, you know, don't worry, he'll be back and, you know, stuff like that and that he was going to propose and do, you know, around Christmas time. I don't know. Can you tell me what the future may hold?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll try my best. Anyway, let's see. So your center is saying, see, the one thing I was looking at the most in here is the ideal. People keep looking at one thing. They break up, they do the whole thing, but they're not looking at the ideal. The issue is why. You say you know why.
Well, this time, this has been like, we've been together since we were 16, I'm sorry, this month. And I'll be 31 this month also. And I heard him cussing at our kids, and I asked him to stop, and he got mad because I was checking him, so he say. You know what I mean? Just telling him, don't cuss at my kids. And he got mad and had a tantrum, and he left. And it's like you always back and forth, back and forth. I can't deal with this. I can't. So I don't know what you can tell me, you know, about his state of mind, what you see for us. Is it done?
The impression I get is not done. I get the impression the reason he walked away was the idea he wants to maintain control.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, he fell out of control. Instead of looking at the situation for what it was, being in the wrong, he started blaming everybody else. It's almost like a punishment thing.
Yeah.
I'll walk off and you'll appreciate me more. When he doesn't realize.
Exactly.
Yeah, so when we look at the situation and go, okay, realistically, he was the ones causing the disrespect. That's why he got disrespected. His perception's way off.
Yes.
I understand what the situation of discipline, but it's also the idea of realizing neither one of you guys are going to have the same perception when it comes to disciplining children. But you guys come from two different places.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to understand that. Are these your kids or his?
Both of ours.
They're both yours?
Yeah, both of our kids, and, you know, we have kids together.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying when I focus on the situation, it keeps coming off as something that's not, that he's not, because of the way he acts. I'll give you what I mean by that is he actually acts like one of the kids.
Yeah, when he gets, you know, yeah.
I'm just saying, I looked at the situation, it was kind of crazy because he comes off as a child. Almost like when he sits there and did the situation of being checked. It's almost like when you look at it, it's almost like he's stomping his feet as he walks off. Like a spoiled brat.
That's exactly what he did, actually. He fell out in a tantrum, like... And I said, really? You know, you had a tantrum like a big kid. Are you serious right now? You know? And, you know, he did a lot of little spiteful things before he left also. So, I don't know. What do you say? I've been crying and hurt. And then on top of that, we live with my mom. Okay, I'm not my mom, my sister, I'm sorry. We live with my sister. We moved out from our house, and we're living with my sister. And it's like, you abandoned us, basically. I don't even know what to say. You abandoned us at somebody else's house, and you're supposed to be the man. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Is this your sister or his sister?
Mine.
Is it true that she doesn't make things easier?
No, she makes things as easy as possible. Easy as possible. She is doing everything. She has made him comfortable, even though she's like, you know, Sean.
How about your mom? Does she make things more difficult than they have to be?
Yeah, well, my mom, for me, yeah, because she's like, you know, I don't want you to stay in this relationship if you're not happy and da da da. You know, she says stuff, he's gonna do this and he's gonna do that, you know. And I listen to her and you know, I do listen to her. So
right. But
it's just irritating.
I'm just saying,
I don't need that.
Well, you said your mom first, and I just kind of picking up a person who has a tendency to blow things out of proportion because she has a tendency to bring up all the details.
Yeah.
It just came out she didn't make things easy. I mean, I'm sure that's how she is. I'm just saying, when I look at this, it's like my mom. You know, she can look at she's trying to be positive, but she points out every negative thing that could happen.
Yeah. She's like, then at the end she say, "I hope y'all make it, huh?" But you just say it.
I hope y'all make it. I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
we're crossing the bridge.
But I understand. My mom lived through it. She knows I'm living almost her life as when she was, you know, young and my age.
Uh huh.
So I mean, she knows things.
Yeah, I look at these situations too, and people don't understand the idea of why it's so crucially important in a situation like this to be yourself. You're looking at this situation going, okay, here hurt me to do this thing again. You have to look at it like this. In some aspects, when you look in the mirror, you see your mom. And you're trying to change that because you don't want to sit there and look at the idea of anything negative. But at the same time, you have to listen to what you're saying. You're saying, okay, he abandoned us. And, no, he just left. But see, you're putting it in a different spot like your mom would. We're basically destitute. They kind of said we left this in a different house. When your guidance around you is saying no, he just did what he did.
Well,
he's pointing
out
to you. I'm just saying he's pointing out to you. All he's doing is being himself. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's reacting and he's thinking he's doing what he thinks is best. Okay, has nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with you. He's just showing you how he really is, who he is.
Yeah,
okay, he's never
yeah.
going to do it the way you wanted to do it because he's who he is. It's the same way with
yeah.
you. I can certainly look at the situation where he gets angry too. So, well, you didn't do it the way you're supposed to do it. And you're like, of course
yeah.
not. You did the way you thought you could do it. That's your perception. But when
yeah.
you look at the situation, everybody has to sit there and pull their heads where they're not supposed to be at, to take the kinks out of their necks and realize one thing. There's people who are being affected by this, which is called your children, and you don't want to pass the same thing down to them. So they'll continue the pattern. You have to break it narrow. He's looking at the situation, and I feel like he's got more to do with breaking the pattern. Because when I pick up on you, you see things for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeing. I almost get the impression he kind of like stopped maturing when he was 13. So he's seeing things
mm-hmm.
from a child's point of view. You know, it's okay to let your inner child come out and play because it actually makes you more of a person. It actually brings more insight to who you are to realize that. Playfulness is not a sign of not being responsible. It's the idea of realizing that we're spiritual, energetic beings
mm-hmm.
who deserve to have playtime and the idea of enjoying life. That's what it's all about. Even the Bible says, be prosperous and abundant. It didn't say be miserable and sacrifice. It doesn't really say those things. People
mm-hmm.
look at the situation being humble and all these other things as being, we have to give up things. No, you don't. You have to be humble within what you already have. If you're a millionaire, you appreciate where it came from. You appreciate the source. You appreciate who you are. And when you don't do those things,
mm-hmm.
it's actually, and the idea of disrespecting everything, all you're really doing is disrespecting yourself. And that's what he's doing in this situation. He doesn't realize that, but I also get the impression he's going to come to a term to realize that walking away from the situation is not going to give him what he wants, which is the ideal of self-discovery within himself.
Mm-hmm.
That he has to look. It's like he has to look in the mirror one day and go, "You're an idiot." You know, when you start doing
yeah.
these crazy things.
Yeah.
See, the one I pick up the idea. It's not over, huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not over. I get the impression it's like you see him staying away for a period of time, and then I see him gravitating to you slowly when he starts living down the resistance of being a rebellious 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
now getting proposing to you in December, I really don't see that. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I just feel like December is just not the month for that because of things the way they play themselves out. It's kind of thrown. It's kind of pushed things back a little bit. I would sit there and say more about January.
Mhm.
He's not really the most romantic person I've ever seen.
No.
He's like it's
and
almost like
it.
You know. Yeah, he wants to sit there and say, give her roses. That costs money. Anyway.
Yeah.
He has to finish. And what's that?
Oh, God, you're so funny. That's too funny. Oh, that's too funny to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just saying, you know, he is who he is, and you've made a choice and you love him and you really want to beat this guy. You just have to accept him for who he is. And that the ideal, even after getting married, he's going to do these little things where he's just going to walk off. And this might sound crazy. The reason I was going over the whole thing of not looking at it being abandoned, but looking at the solution, that when he walks away, show him how much you can stay on your own 2 feet. And then he'll stop doing that. He thinks, oh, I can walk off. She's gonna want me. She's going to need me. And when you sit there and show him how much you don't need him, the less he's going to walk off. To realize, oh, if I walk off one more time, man, she might just say, that's it. I'm done with you because I can take care of myself. But the more you take care of yourself, on your own 2 feet, the more you stand on your own 2 feet, the more he's going to stand on his own 2 feet, and you're going to actually have a stronger foundation within this relationship.
So when do you see him doing that? Like,
all of the ideal coming into the situation of having this good relationship between the two. I mean, the idea of him coming back, I get about 2 weeks. If that.
I can't.
Okay. I'm just saying, I've had people come to me before, and I was hearing, say, well, he needs to come back because of all the things that's going on. I'm saying, well, find the solutions to take care of those things, and once he sees you're taking care of yourself, he'll be back sooner. Because it's the ideal, the reason he walked off in the first place is to show you that you need him.
Mm-hmm.
When he starts seeing that that's not working, he comes back.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I know it's not an easy thing to do, but but you look at the situation, it's not impossible either. The more you do that, and the ideal, the stronger your relationship gets.
But is it going to be back and forth thing?
But I'm saying when you start really, like I said before, the idea of doing those things to get him to come back also makes him less likely to walk away.
Doing what? You said just leave it alone?
Well, you leave it alone, but you also learn how to take care of yourself. Every time, like you look at the, when we look at the situation, okay, did he abandon us? Well, did he? When you sit there and show him that you didn't abandon us, you just took off, and we need you here. But you know something? We're going to find a solution, and then maybe we don't need you here. It's the idea of wanting him there. That's what you really want. You want him, and you're tired of him taking off. I'm just saying with the situation of learning how to sit there and show him that you don't need him makes him gravitate back to you because he's going to try to prove it over and over again that you do. Now you're going to put him in a different light, where he's going to start showing you in a different way instead of walking away.
So,
he's going to stay there, and he's going to show you. Yeah, he's going to show you how much he cares, how much you need him by staying there. He thinks his walking away thing is going to get you, I want you to run after him.
So I really
you to
have to sit him and tell him, like, I don't need you. You know what I mean?
But actually words don't do it. It's your actions that's going to prove a point where you're saying.
If he comes back and say, God, I need this and da, 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 I want my family, all this mess, I need to tell him no. I just need to tell him no. I mean, I can't trust him on no levels. So what to me, he did abandon us at this time where we supposed to be the strongest, And I know things are not perfect, but I understand that, he needs to grow up, basically. And then, are you going to be this man and husband and father for the us, or are you just playing a role and just doing what you not wanting to be here? I don't know.
Now, I'm not saying you can't speak your mind and tell them how you feel. I'm saying it also has to be action. What people are putting pressure on him and saying, okay, you need to do this, this, and this. When, like you said before, you're trying to learn how to work together to be strong, it also takes the idea, the effort of what you're going to do for yourself. That's what I was saying. The more you focus on you, the more you focus on changing yourself within yourself and the idea of being totally crucially important is to be yourself. To tell him these things is not going to make a hill of beans. It's the ideal of what you do for yourself. The The more you work and focus on you, the more you change yourself within yourself, or even the idea of realizing who you are and say, okay, I'm going to basically honor and respect myself. What happens in the process of doing those things for yourself, he'll start doing this, he'll start respecting you. The thing about this, okay, you're connected. Everybody's connected. There's a connection with everybody and everybody. So to sit there and say these things about, hey, I don't want to do this, 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 and this, it's the idea of realizing you guys are connected. The more work you do for yourself and the idea of staying true to yourself and respecting you, the connection between the two of you, he also feels the same way too as well. Like we sit and look at the situation, like attracts like. Okay, you want him to be more responsible, so you have to take a look at the reflection he's reflecting back at you about yourself. How responsible am I being by imposing certain things on him? Well, maybe I should take that and just focus on me and say, okay, am I really doing the right things for myself too as well? Because he's not. That's obvious, because he walked away. But he's also thinking this is what he needs to do. So when you sit and look at the situation, the best way to figure out him is to look at the reflection he's reflecting back at you about yourself. Once you understand that reflection, you understand yourself more than you understand him. And you realize he's just doing things because, in his sense of the word, he's trying to get respect. It's like everybody has to understand one thing by respect. Whoever came up with this bullshit has to be earned. It was full of it. It's not the idea of earning anything. It's the idea of respecting oneself. And then people respect you. Because that's like tracks like. But to earn it, I mean, when I sit there, when I'm with people, and the idea of just respect and honesty or trust, and those things should be given unconditionally. Of course, when they're violated, you have a tendency to sit there and go, well, you're going to have to work your ass to get back in there. But that's afterwards, okay, because you gave unconditionally. They didn't. So they have to learn. But at the same time, you can't sit there and stop being who you are just because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And a lot of people do that. They'll start being more belligerent to people and more mean because they feel like that's what they need to do to keep from getting disrespected, not realizing they just became what they don't like. So when you look at the situation of pushing it and pushing it, you're disrespecting yourself and you're disrespecting him. Now when you stop back and go, okay, let's just respect myself and see what happens, you're probably going to get more results and more success.
Yeah.
Because when you start respecting yourself unconditionally, he sees that, that you don't need him. He'll start realizing it's not a need anymore. He just wants to be with you like you want to be with him. And then things change within your relationship. Then you start realizing that you can love each other unconditionally without no expectations and no worries. Because worries is created because people are not living up to our expectations when they don't have to in the first place.
That's true.
So just sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, let's forget about him. Let's sit there and focus on us and see what we can do for ourselves. Your children, you're sitting there saying he wasn't doing right by you with your children and how he was disciplining them. So you look at the situation and say, okay, how do I discipline my children? And then you just live it. And then he sees it.
And I do. I think I do. I mean, everybody is not perfect,
When you look at reflections, it's not always a bad thing. When you look at him disrespecting himself, disrespecting the kids, not honoring his commitments, the reflection back at you, realistically, here, it shows that you do. So therefore, what's there to worry about? He's just one less component you have to worry about right now.
Yeah.
Because you're doing everything like you're supposed to. That's why you're mad at him, because he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the reflection, it just tells you, you know what you want. You know what you need, and you know what you desire. So just live it.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that you can take care of yourself. You don't need him. But you're going to still probably think about it and go, okay, I would like to have him in my life. I still want him. But it changes the parameter of your relationship when you start realizing that you need him because you love him, not the idea of loving him because you need him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and that's yeah, exactly. No, I don't, that's right. But I don't want him. I mean, I don't need him. I do love him because I need him. You know, I don't need him because I, you know, both ways. But I don't know. I don't know what to even feel. But I guess I will once the time comes. I mean, you don't see him moving back. You don't know. You don't see him moving back in my sister's house, though.
I don't see him what?
Moving back in my sister's house.
I don't see him moving back in your sister's house?
Mm-hmm. Do you or don't you?
I do.
Hmm?
I just see him temporarily leaving. I still see him coming back.
And do you think that it's going to be a revolving door? But, I mean, I feel like it's not right. He did, you know what I'm saying, what he did. I'm just thinking about saying no. What do you
see? What you got to understand in the situation is you got to honor yourself. So if you feel like that when he comes back, just because he's coming back, you don't have to let him come back in. But you can also look at a situation like this. You're trying to stop a revolving door where he's just going to take off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
When you sit here, see, this is the one thing I see the most a lot too, is where people start focusing on other people. Okay, what's with him? Why is he don't do this? Da, da, da. Just constantly focusing on the other person when at that moment you don't realize you're taking the attention that you should be focusing on yourself and putting on somebody else when it's not really your responsibility to figure him out. It's you had to look into a situation like that. Like I said before, assess the situation and go, okay, how can I take care of myself? Let's say if this guy walks out the freaking door, he gets shot, he's gone. You're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself and stay on your own 2 feet. So what you do is you do the same thing already. When he's not there, he's not there. You don't worry about him, don't do nothing. You just forget the whole thing. Then when he comes back into the picture, at that moment he comes back to the door, that's when you make your mind up what you're going to do at that moment, because you have to sit there and look at the situation like this. He's at my door, okay, you have emotions and, you know, and all this stuff going on, and you have to pay attention to it as it spontaneously unfolds what you're going to do and honor yourself in the process. And so, okay, he came back. I don't feel like dealing with him right now. I cannot really sit down and talk to him. Then you have to sit and tell yourself, okay, if that's the case, then there's nothing to do, so don't open the door and tell him to come back later. And maybe later I might be in a position to actually talk about it, but you have to sit there and honor yourself and say, okay, right this moment, I'm overwhelmed and I can't deal with it. Speak your mind with confidence and say, no, I'm not answering the door. We're not doing this right now, so please come back later. If he has a tendency to disrespect you in the process of not acknowledging what you just asked him to do, then you have to sit there and take course action as usual. He's basically disrespecting you at that moment. It's like at that moment, sit there and tell yourself, okay, he's not listening to me. He's acting like a total stranger. Then take that scenario and use it to your advantage. Okay, he's a total stranger. What would I do if a total stranger came to my door and do what he's doing? You would have him arrested. You would have him removed. Somewhere along the line, you would sit there and you have to, people are like, okay, that's kind of drastic. It's not drastic because right now he's being drastic. He won't listen. You just said, hey, could you come back later? He says no. Okay, well, since, you know, no means no, great. But how come you're not listening to my no? You said no. I already, you know, it's your house. It's your sister's house, let's put it that way. So either way you look at the situation, it's best for him, because since he took off, it's not like he can't go somewhere else because he already did. So there's no excuse for just to go off and come back later, buddy. I'm just saying, that's what you need to do. You need to stop thinking about what's up with him. Is he going to change? Is he going to do all this kind of stuff? It's the ideal that when he comes to that freaking door and listen to what's going to happen, you'll understand if you should let him back in or not. But sitting here right now, you're overthinking it.
Yeah.
When you come to the door, you got to let it go. And like I always tell everybody, letting go and giving up are two different things. You know, giving up means there's no chance. But letting go of it, you're saying, okay, I'm going to open the door. So therefore, the changes I'm looking for can happen. I'm ready to receive those. So just let it go for right now, because he hasn't come back yet. When he does, I feel like very strongly he's going to. But you're right. Just because he comes back doesn't mean it's automatically a door open.
Are you meaning in 2 weeks that he's going to come back and talk to me about our relationship, or he's going to be back and, you know, we're going to make up?
The way it looks right now, it could go either way.
It can go either way.
Mm-hmm. Because I get the impression he's angry right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's very...
Yeah, but like you said before, there's no reason to be angry for what happened. It's just the idea of realizing that, okay, you didn't like it. You didn't, you know, like, I don't know how you put it. There's no sense of anger or being upset, or he just wants to control the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, I feel like he's going to come back. I know that. I just feel like he's going to come back. I'm just not sure how it's going to play after that, because I guess you would sit there and say the anger right now kind of dictates the outcome as things set right now, because it seems like he's just not willing to give it up.
Mm-mm, no.
And he seems like he's a person that can be phony. And the point of, yeah, he comes to the door, he can act nice until he doesn't get his way.
He can come to the door and, I'm sorry, say that again.
I said he has a tendency, he's like a phony sometimes. He comes and he acts like he's nice and content until he doesn't get what he wants, and then he blows up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he has the option of just, to let go and just, okay, just be nice about it. And just, if she doesn't want me in, then I'll just leave her alone, let her think about it, come back. And I'm sure, you know, it's like he has the confidence, too. He's feeding into fear, too, as well, that you won't let him back in. And that fear might actually manifest into anger, where he's going to sit there and demand it. But it's a fear. And I'm saying when the fear comes out, you face the fear, too, and say, well, until you can actually come here civil, no way.
Yeah.
I still feel like it could actually be a good thing. But right now, the best thing to do, really, see, the more you let go of it and the more you let go of your anger, the more it affects him in a positive way, too, even with him not being there. So at least try, let it go for the rest of the week.
And then, so do you think that he's trying to get his own apartment? And when do you see me moving?
Are you trying to get an apartment of your own, you guys together?
I don't know. That's going to dictate everything about, you know.
Right now, just let the whole thing go, because I'm not really picking up anything except for the anger, okay?
Okay.
And then, it's just one of those situations. Let it go for a while, and then give a call back in here, and we'll go over it again.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You have a great night. Like you said, if you have any more problems, we'll be on it for a while. So, I mean, we'll be on tomorrow, Sunday, and we'll be on next weekend. So just give us a call. We'll go over it again, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay, so let's go to our next caller. That's the area code 705. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hello?
705.
I'm here. 705,
where's that at?
Where? I'm in Canada.
Canada, that's why I don't recognize it. What's your name?
My question to you is, do you have insight as to my father's passed away, and his relatives are very mean to me, so I've taken a step away from them, and I don't associate with them anymore. Do you know why that is?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm. When I focus on the situation, it says the most important thing to do is to honor yourself, and you don't need to know why people disrespect you. It's just the idea they do.
Okay.
I would sit there and say that with what I pick up from your father, the first thing I got from him was to run like hell.
Oh, my God.
Why that? Why do you say, oh, my God, for it?
Because that's very true. I mean, they've played emotional, mental games. They've belittled me. They talk about me. They lie about me. All kinds of stuff. They put me through hell. They treated me like Cinderella. I mean, the list went on and on and on. And my dad's passed away, and I've been wondering, is he helping my situation with them?
It's not the idea of helping you with the situation, except for the prompting and the guidance to get away from them.
Okay.
Seriously, you know, it's like the idea of the situation. I mean, I really don't get the impression that he had a good standing with them himself.
Right.
So it's the idea of the situation. We got people here who have nothing better to do but insult people. It's not just you. I just don't think they're really nice people to anybody. It's just that you see it because when we're family, we have a tendency to see it more closely because it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of saying, walk away. Actually, like I said before, he said run. Run, run, run.
Run, run, run. Sometimes I feel like I have... Pardon? Sorry?
No, I just feel like... I'm just saying, I feel like the further you get away from them, the happier you're going to feel, and the less pressure on your shoulders you're going to feel, too, as well.
Yes, unfortunately, I live in a small town, but I do stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to, I'm not moving from where I am. My boyfriend and I are very happy here. So.
Well, that's just the idea. Run away and lock your door.
My goodness. Do they pose any threat at all to my life?
No. Not really.
Okay.
It's just the idea of them. It's like association with energy.
Yes. And is it necessary for me to call on Archangel Michael all the time for protection?
Archangel Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely.
Most definitely. Okay.
And it's one of the things, too, you can also call in Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael.
Yes.
You know, the idea of protection and healing.
Yes.
Because of what you've been subjected to in the first place. So, therefore, you know, the idea of healing and letting all that go.
Yes.
Maintain that space. Look at your life so you don't have to hang on to stuff that you don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, sometimes the biggest thing about family is people think we have to hang on to them.
Mm-hmm.
I realize they're like everybody else. You disrespect the consequences of your actions of separation. Anybody in your life, any kind of situations, anything that warrants that whole thing is the idea of looking at it realistically and say, does it contribute to your happiness or not? If you come to conclusion it doesn't, by exiting out of your life doesn't show that you're a bad person. It shows you have respect for yourself. And the person has to look at it, hopefully, that what they're doing, the consequences of their actions is what's caused any kind of separation from them, not you. You're disrespecting yourself, saying, okay, enough's enough.
Well, what I did worry about, too, was that I know my dad's passed on and he's in heaven and he's in light and love and all of that. It's just I worried that if he was to see me suffer, that he'd be very worried. And I'm sure he's seen all the suffering I went through with them. And I always wondered, well, I hope he's not affected in any way.
I don't see any as.
Okay.
The idea of being affected by this?
Yeah.
Catch 22. you get the impression of not liking what's happening, but being affected by, I guess you would say, is prompting him, or certain guidance that you've been getting to do what you got to do has been coming from him.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good.
But it doesn't affect him like it affects you. He no longer has a physical body.
Okay, so they don't feel things
the
way we feel.
Yeah, you know, people sort of say, "Oh, this just cut me to my soul," or you know, just ripped my soul or something like that. Those are just expressions. Soul can't
mm-hmm.
be touched. It's perfect, and the idea of being perfect, nothing can change it. Nothing can hurt it. Nothing can harm it. It's, you know, all the things that happen to us basically are subjected to our bodies, because if you look at the ideal, the aura. And I've actually done aura and chakra cleansings and those kind of stuff. And actually, in the process of looking at the human body, you can see traumas, emotional
yeah.
or physical, that have actually been done to us. But they usually get trapped in the aura, and they
yes.
affect the aura and the chakras. And
yes.
those are like defenses, so nothing ever gets to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people realize when they say, "Well, okay, this cut me to my soul." It's realistically gotten stopped at your chakras. So that's what we have to do, work and those kind of things, to keep those channels open so they continue to do what they're doing. Because if you look at a situation like this, the essence of who you are is like behind the heart energy. Okay? It resonates throughout your... It actually resonates in the idea of connecting with the chakras to generate this energy, okay, which emanates from our bodies, which is called the aura. So you see the soul resonates as in the essence of who we are, as in this protection, the protective energy, which is our aura. So the soul is protecting itself by using the
mm-hmm.
body and the spirit at the same time to work together. Utilizing everything as a whole. That's why it's so important to have balance within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's balance between the physical and the...
My Auntie Tara just passed away like in July. Can you just tell me, does she have any messages for me or anything?
Does she have any messages for you? I get no.
No. Okay.
I mean, the strongest spirit I see around you is your dad.
Oh, okay. My dad. And my grandpa? Do you see him? I actually have two grandpas that are...
Mm-hmm. Well, it shows one grandfather behind you, both hands on your back.
Yeah, I was close to that grandpa. The other one I never met.
You can feel the other one around you, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing when you tell people and say, "Hey, you know, this is the way it works. Just because you never met them doesn't mean they don't know you."
I realize that, yeah. The way the family would talk, my boyfriend has a friend, and he's quite fond of this friend a little bit, and he's dating one of my best friends. His name is John, and he's treated me a lot with disrespect, and I couldn't figure out where he was coming from other than the fact that it was coming from the family. Do you know why he was acting that way, or he tries to act that way around me?
I get the impression he also likes you.
John?
Mm-hmm. I get a strong attraction there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That I was not expecting.
Well, it's just one of those things. You look at the situation and go, okay, there's an attraction. Things are going back and forth, so you get a little bit of his anger.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from disappointment. So it's not you. It's just the idea he needs to deal with himself to realize how things play themselves out.
Yeah. I see.
There's no reason to act any different around him either, because it's not going to change anything. It's just going to make
okay.
you feel more uncomfortable not being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da. Let's see. Well.
Are you reading the angel cards?
No. I'm actually focusing on something, curiosity. So I better ask you if you had another question.
If I had another question?
Mm-hmm.
Adam and I are very happy. Where do you see this relationship going?
Well, it just says all the way.
Sorry?
Huh?
It says...
all the way.
All the way. All the way. Good. Okay. All the way. Well, that's how I feel. And I love his family, and they're really wonderful people, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are always wondering about one thing about life, about relationships, not realizing that realistically, relationships are, the success of a relationship is determined by the two people in it, how honest they are, and open, and communicating with each other. Because when you do focus on the situation, it seems like your boyfriend has a little bit of leeriness about getting married.
You're so right. You're absolutely right. You're correct. He doesn't want to get married. He's already told me that.
Yeah. So
yeah.
What about the situation? Why does he not want to get married? Has he ever discussed that with you?
We talked about it. Originally, he just did not want to get married. Then we toss it around over and over again. We can't afford a wedding. There's no way we could possibly afford
a
wedding.
That's true, too. But everybody has to sit and take a step back and say, okay, are you guys wanting to get married and have the marriage that you want because of what you want? Or is it a worldly perception? Because sometimes... we see things. We've been raised in certain ways. We have to take a step back and look at the situation. What's more important, the ideal of how it happens or the ideal of the decoration to each other?
Like, in my opinion, I would just go with him to the Justice of the Peace, get married, and then hopefully have a party afterwards of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look around and I see all these people with these big weddings, and there's just no way we can do it. And his family's humongous. And so my mom's side of the family and our friends and everything, it would be just, we don't have that kind of money. We both live on limited incomes.
And why is that?
Due to disabilities.
What kind of disability do you have?
Or
do you want to talk about it?
No. It's okay.
Because, the reason I say this is because I always have a tendency to look at people and go, okay, this is how your life can be. And people go, oh, no, I'm a disability. No, 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 no. Listen to me. I'm the psychic. Don't sit here and look at the world and say, okay, well, since I can't do certain things, the world says you can't do these things. When realistically, the internet's opened up a lot of things for people. I had a client who was, she's a pissed me off, tell you the truth. She had a potential of making $2,500 a month doing internet work, basically taking credit card statements and just processing them into the computer.
Wow.
But she wouldn't do it because she was fearful of losing her disability of $825. So you see, when you look at a situation like that, it's really sad that a person feeds more into the lack of limitations of what she can't do instead of actually being more prosperous and really standing on her own 2 feet and actually doing and getting and having the things that she really wants that she's always been
mm-hmm.
told. Because that's the one thing I don't like about these anything that has to do with disability and all those other things, because they're constantly teaching you more or less about your limitations when there are no really kind of limitations.
Yeah, Adam is visually impaired, so he's limited as to what he can do, but he does work seasonal work, and I volunteer. And
he's visually impaired. What's that mean, visually impaired?
He's visually impaired, like he can't see certain things close up, or not close up, far away.
Far away.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I knew a guy who used to do carvings. He used to make about $2,500 a month, too, just for his carvings and that kind of stuff, and he was blind. So I'm just saying.
Wow.
And I was there. There was another guy who was a singer. He was a very famous singer, and he was totally blind. Well, he played keyboards, and his name was TV Wonder.
Yes.
I'm just saying, when you start, it's amazing how we all sit there and think we have a limitation when we have examples and people that prove us wrong and we freaking doubt. So I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine and said, okay, I have a friend of mine who says, I'm not sure I can actually make a living at being a psychic. I'm like, okay, did you forget Sylvia Brown exists? John Edwards? All these people?
Mm-hmm.
They're making really good livings at this kind of work and that kind of stuff. So therefore, I think it's our perceptions of how people around us. And sometimes we have to change those things, like, you're not working with me. You're working against me because you keep telling me all the things I can't do. I like people who have a tendency to push me to the point where, yes, it ticks me off. But then again, I look back on situations and go, okay, if they wouldn't have pushed me, I would have never saw the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of letting down the resistance to realize that manifestation in the truest form works for anybody, not just people who can walk and see. Or anything that goes along with the situation. Manifestation is putting one's thoughts out there, which has nothing to do with anything with the physical body. It's the mind. One thing I do like about The Secret, where they used to sit there, and NASA has done this, where they actually show that when you visualize something, there's certain sensors, as if you were actually physically doing it, are still stimulated in the brain, no matter if you're doing it or not. Just by visualizing it, you can still get the same effect. So they've proven that thought has a lot of energy with it and has a frequency. So therefore, just like anything we do, I always tell people, you want a job? Yeah, you gotta go out there and look for it. But realistically, when you got that job, it first started off as a thought that became a reality. But we're looking more at the physical way, actually how it happened, instead of looking at the outcome, which was actually having a job. It didn't matter if we had to walk or whatever. It was still the thought that basically motivated us to go do it. Either way you look at it, even if we had to walk and go. Because I used to tell my mom all the time, she's like, I've done this too many times where I sit there and tell people, if you really want something, focus on it. You might be surprised how it actually falls in your lap. Because I did the same thing with a job once where I was sitting there trying to, I was like, okay, I'm not working over here anymore. So I went home, which is kind of funny. I actually pulled out a spiritual book to read it because it was guidance. It was saying, okay, what you need to do is focus on creating more positive affirmations and positive thoughts. In the process of picking the book up, a bookmarker fell out, which was actually someone's business card. And it fell in my lap, and I just, for some reason, had a funny feeling to call the number, and I had a job in 20 minutes without even leaving the house. So, you know, the possibilities, anything can happen as long as you can open your mind up to the possibility that it can happen. And it's also been said that if you can think it and visualize it, it does exist somewhere. It's just that you have to give yourself, you have to basically lay down your resistance so it can actually become visible in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, we have a tendency to focus on these things like this is it. I used to do a lot of sales with people, too, and people are like, I'm on a fixed income. Says who? Government. I hear you. You know? So when you look at the situations, you're feeding into somebody else's perception. You're feeding into somebody else's reality. When you take a step back and look at the situation and go, okay, what do I want? And honestly, be honest with yourself. It's actually been described as what depression is. Depression is basically caused by you're trying to live up to everybody else's expectations instead of actually listening to yourself. Because you don't see spiritual people with depression.
Mm-hmm.
People who trust their guidance, who trust their angels, who tap into positive energy, they have a tendency to be focusing on always finding a solution.
Yeah, that's true.
The more I'm just saying, the more you focus on finding solutions, you basically put yourself in a position where you automatically do that so you don't feed into what you don't have and realize that you're sitting there thinking about things you don't have that you never had in the first place. So how can you miss something that you never had? But people do it. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're both pretty happy of what we do. I mean, he volunteers. He'll be starting very shortly, and I'm happy with what I'm doing and mm-hmm. with the mental health community. So, you know, if things, I'm always open to ideas, absolutely. And I have a very creative spirit, so
mm-hmm.
I like to do creative things.
Well,
or be creative and come up with innovative ideas or anything like that, so...
I'll just say,
yeah.
When you're prompted to follow through with it, you'll have success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a close friend. He's an older gentleman. His name is Len. And I find recently he's distant from me. And I can't figure out why. Do you know why that is?
It's not really a form of distance. It's just the idea of his focus is elsewhere.
Okay. So there's no hard feelings or anything between us. Like, I didn't think there was. It's just the way he's been acting.
Sometimes you got to look at situations of people being distant, and just the idea of focusing on them. And
mm-hmm.
issues are something at that moment where people have a tendency to be more focused on that we kind of pick up as being distant because we're used to that attention.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have for you.
No problem.
So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a good night. And thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, we're going to go and take a look at some things here. And let's go look at the chat room and see if anybody's hanging out. We do have one person in the chat room who's not really saying anything at all. So let's say hello. What do you say? Hello, guest 5920. What's up? It's like you're just listening in. That's good. That's cool, I guess. Let's see. If you want to call in for a private reading, If you want to call in to get a reading here on the show tonight, we still got some time left. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. If you do want to get a private reading with me in a private session, please do so. We can actually do those after the show if you choose, or whenever it's convenient for you. Just give us a call at 719-344-8699, or give us a call on my cell phone, which is 740-500-8863, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Right now, for October, we're having a special where you can buy 4 45-minute sessions for $100. Or you can get one 45-minute session for only $40. So give us a call. Don't you just love that? I'll call right back. Hello?
Hello. The FBI reports there is a home break-in every 15.
That's great. Don't you just love those phone calls that come in there with soliciting? I guess we're getting close to the holiday seasons, aren't we, guys? So let's take a look at the situation. We've been having a lot of questions about relationships and that kind of stuff. And it kind of like came to my format. If you want to call in, please do so. We'd love to sit here and talk to you and look at other people's opinions and just perceptions of everything that goes along. So please give us a call. We got 54 minutes left in the show, so therefore give us a call at 646-721-9031. I was just sitting here looking at the situation about relationships and that kind of stuff, to realize that some people have a tendency to sit there and say, hey, you know, my life is just too full for anything right now. And it's the idea of looking at these situations and saying, I think there's some clutter that needs to be taken out, because there should always be room for possibilities. And the idea of making room for possibilities, it's also the idea of looking at yourself and asking yourself, am I making excuses to keep something from being a possibility because of my own fears? So therefore, I'm keeping this clutter in my life because these are physical manifestations of my fears that I'm not ready to let go of. And when you start letting go of those fears, you're going to start seeing that there is space in your life. And the idea of any kind of potential relationship coming in your life that's good for you on any kind of format, if it's not allowed to happen, it's not an injustice for the person that you're not allowing in your life. It's an injustice for yourself to find out more about yourself, to realize you have manifested this person, you have manifested this relationship. And it's a physical manifestation of how you feel about yourself. So if someone comes in your life that makes you feel good, or any kind of format, it's just a great relationship between the two, it needs to be allowed to continue to grow, because in the process of allowing it to continue to grow, so do you. And all you're doing is basically hindering that from happening within yourself, because you won't allow the relationship to actually continue to unfold. So you're trying to control it. And in the process of trying to control it, it just gives us a really good view inside yourself of how out of control you feel. That you feel like you need to control the outside, when it's realistically it's just a reflection of yourself, about you, that you need to take a look within yourself about, to change, to look at, to almost like the idea of finding out more about who you are, to realize that you thought you knew who you were, but realistically you're also trying to become that full person. I want to tap into my full potential, not realizing that relationships are usually the avenues to do that. So if you have any questions, when you come in, you're going to call in and get a reading or whatever, that's what we're here for. The idea of actually making sure that you can actually have those relationships and realize that you do deserve them. And if you feel like you don't deserve them, then it shows you that you don't feel worthy. That you need to tap in yourself and realize that you're worthy of everything that you attract into your life, because you have basically conjured it up in the idea of manifesting those opportunities to have those relationships. So why are you doing? Why are you not allowing those to happen? You need to take a look within yourself and say, why am I not letting this person into my life? And be honest with yourself, with the answer that you hear, not the one you're willing to hear. Because it's up to this point, in some sense of the word, you've been lying to yourself. And the idea of lying to yourself, you have to come to the conclusion you haven't been totally honest with everybody around you too as well. And if you have a relationship that you're not allowing to act, to go further, to grow, by saying, this can't go any further. What gives you the right to do that? The river of life tells us one thing. It's a continuous flow. And realistically, we cannot control that flow. All we can do is put ourselves in the flow, be aware of the things that we could become, that could become objects or obstructions, and then we learn how to maneuver around them. Sometimes we hit them in the process of pain. Okay, but with that pain, we learn how to maneuver around these obstacles the next time these things happen. But the one thing we cannot control is the flow of the river of life. And the reason we can't control that is because, why should we? The more we sit there and put ourselves in the flow, the more we realize that it's not really going fast. It's our perceptions. It's a perception of ourselves to realize as being whole people, whole individuals, we can actually have fun going down that river. When we fear what's going on, what's fear, the fear itself, right, keeps us from even getting in the river of life at all. But once we do get in the river of life, we find out these things, these obstacles, these situations, we can actually have fun going around them or going over them, or even when we do hit them, we can actually see the humor in it, that we saw it coming. So we take a look at the situation just like that. So, but every relationship that enters your life is an important, it's just a very important opportunity to find out more about you, because you created it, you manifested it. The physical manifestation actually brings it to the forefront that we can actually see, which it makes it easier to learn from. So keep that in mind as well, that every person, everything, every situation is a learning experience. What do we learn about? Ourselves. That's what we're here for. In the process of that learning situation still continuing, we know we have a longevity of that. We have a long life. So therefore, keep that in format. Okay, guys, we're ready for some callers here. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That's what it is, yes. So let's put that out there, guys, okay? We don't just do mini readings or answer a couple questions. We do full readings for free. I don't think anybody does that here. So therefore, you know, we're open. We're ready to answer those questions for you. We're ready to give you that full reading. So why don't you give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you have any questions about relationships and that kind of stuff too, you know, sometimes we got to look at the situation, since that's all we work here with, okay? So we pretty much got the insight. So why don't you give us a chance to give the insight to you as well, okay? When we sit here and think about it, it was just brought to my forefront. It's just brought to my attention that in the process of relationships and that kind of stuff, I'm just, and the idea of being an observer, you can learn so much about people and your situation and yourself. You know, the books, psychology, all those kind of things, those are just blueprints. But the wisdom that we can obtain by using these tools goes way beyond. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? I guarantee you, if you allow these relationships to go full fledge and can allow it and allow them to continue, you will find the evolution and the growth of yourself continues too as well. All right, guys, come on, just give us a call in here. That's 646-721-9031. If you've just tuned in, this is I'm Psychic X Journeyman, your host, and this is Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're sitting here doing free readings and actually giving you some insights as we can on relationships and everything that goes along with it. So therefore, please, give us a call. We'd love to sit down and work with you at 646-721-9031. If you want to give me a, if you actually, we're also looking for new clients, new customers, so if you want to give me a call for a private reading, please do so, private session. They're going, all you got to do is give me a call at 740-500-8863, or you can call me at my home phone at 719-344-8699, or contact me to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And to give you an idea, I do about anything you can think of. We do palm readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, relationship readings. If you do it in person or on Skype, that kind of thing, we also have a thing called relationship compatibility palm readings, where we can actually take two people in a relationship and actually look at those as the compatibility between the two. It's a good technique to actually tap into the depth of relationships to show you that compatibility is on all kinds of levels, as much as love is it itself. When you look at somebody and say, I love you, I care about you, that is one of those things that can actually be discovered over and over again and more depth as you can think of, if it's allowed to. Most people are so, okay, this is not working, not realizing there still are solutions to making any kind of relationship work. So therefore, if you're having that kind of situation or that kind of problem, definitely give us a call in here and let us help you out in the process of saving relationships, not dooming them. Because I feel like sometimes it's just a simple part of the relationship that needs to be changed and brought into a different direction that actually can change things in a relationship so quickly that you go from thinking it's disaster to being successful to actually finding another level of love between the two. And then you realize the bond, the connection has never been severed. And then we can go from there. So we also have relationship compatibility palm readings. We have relationship readings. And it's just the idea of existing relationships. With the existing relationships, we can also use affirmations and manifestation to keep those relationships still going in the right direction going forward. And the idea of finding many, many levels of what deep, unconditional love is all about. So who wants to sit there and give us a call? Who wants to be the first person and give us a call at 646-721-9031 and find a solution to a problem that may not even exist? It's just the idea of your perception. You change your perception, you change your life. You also change the outcome of any kind of situation, realizing that maybe in some sense the word it was never a problem in the first place. You just thought it was. So, any kind of questions you want to throw out there, we'd be glad to sit there and go over with you. Let's go and check out the chat room and see if we got any more guests. Nope, we're still at the same level, so therefore, okay, guys, come talk to us in the chat here, okay? Let's see. Promote. All right. This, still got 42 minutes. And we're broadcasting live near Manitou Springs, Colorado, here in Colorado. And it's now 7:17 p.m. Mountain Time. I like saying that thing, too, Mountain Time. And you'll see that there's a lot of stuff going on. And this is a great place. Right now we're seeing also people talking about things like a more of an effective way to actually meditate. And there's actually a company out there called HemiSync CDs, or actually we should say HemiSync, where they actually have a certain tone that they put underneath subliminal music. I think they do have subliminal CDs, but I was more interested in the idea of what HemiSync technology is in the process of actually the music has a tone underneath the music that actually when the brain hears it, it actually helps the brain utilize the right and the left hemispheres together, which will also give you intense focus and concentration. And the idea of also focus and concentration, the more powerful your focus and concentration is, the more you can actually focusing on what you want, need, and desire, and actually the outcome is more successful. So give them a shot. Check them out on the internet. It's HemiSync CDs. It's HemiSync, H-E-M-I, hyphen, sync, S-Y-N-C, .com. There's also another company out there called BrainSync, where these are definitely subliminal CDs. But the technology is different. It's a whole lot more effective than it was back in the 70s. As far as I can tell, they've really strived a lot to make it more powerful and more successful and more beneficial for you in the process of just putting on a headset, listening to some music, and changing your perception to a more positive outcome or a positive outlook. So when you sort of look at the situation, which is basically the same thing, but the music, the things they use, it's so cool. And you should all give them a chance, give it a shot. So check it out. Go to www.brainsync.com. They have, I think both companies now have it where you can actually download the MP3 downloads or you can order the CDs. I think if you get the MP3 downloads, they're actually a whole lot cheaper. Okay, so therefore, plus you can also utilize them as soon as you download them onto your computer. You can use them right then and there, so waiting for them to be delivered in the mail. You know, I have some CDs of my own coming from the same companies, but they're really good, so check them out. That's HemiSync. That's www.hemi, H-E-M-I, S-Y-N-C, sync.com. There's also www.brainsync.com. Check out the companies. I think you'd be amazed and impressed with the results, okay? Also, if you want to take your phone bill, which I think we'll advertising here, guys. If you want to take your phone bill and knock it down from wherever it is now down to $45 a month, which actually covers everything, no hidden things where they say, oh, landlines are not covered, like another company I used to have where they didn't, when they said it was unlimited, but unlimited to me means unlimited. It means I get covered on everything, and they told me that landlines wasn't covered, so I had a percentage on those whole things, which kind of like, it kind of like worked against me on that thing. So I found this one company, it's called www.straighttalk.com, where you can actually have $45, and now they got it where you can actually get a SIMS card, or a SIMS chip, I'm not really what do you call those? There's a SIMS card that you can actually change out your existing phone that you have now and actually take advantage of the situation where it knocks it down to $45 a month, which covers, covers unlimited talk, unlimited texting, and unlimited, as they call it, information or internet. So give it a shot. Check it out. Again, that's www.straighttalk.com. So therefore, what can you do? What can you do? I think anything can take you. Well, my bills used to be like almost $150 a month. And knock them down to $45 no matter what. It's a good thing. So check it out. And also, we're sitting here, guys, at 39 minutes. Actually, 38 minutes here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Sitting down talking about relationships and CDs and straight talk. But we would like to sit here and do some readings, guys. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031 to actually get a reading. It's not one of those things where you can only get a couple questions answered and we scoot you down the road. Or mini readings, as they call them. We do full-fledged readings here, so you can talk to anybody. We do it all the time. We'd be glad to do one for you, too, as well. So just give us a call, 646-721-9031. Plus, we're going to be on tomorrow night, too, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time for 2-hour shows. And we'll also be doing the same format. We're doing free readings. So give us a call. We're also talking about relationships. We're trying to get the ideal. I think it's one of those things of passion about relationships is the idea of helping people, everybody out there, realize that relationships are relationships. Even the idea of having a relationship to the floor. The more successful you are with that relationship between your foot and the floor determines if you keep continuing to move forward or if you fall down, which almost like is a representation of life. The more you negotiate successfully, the more you continue to move forward without any kind of incidents. But the first time you lose track or, as some people say, take your eye off the ball, it makes you know you're down the floor. Down for the count until you figure out how to get back up and be successful at continuing to move forward. Which usually takes the idea that everything you've come through at this moment, the more you learn to let go of it, it lightens your load. So therefore, you can keep focusing on going forward. And always keep that in mind, too, as well. Let's go take a look at the freaking chat room again. The chat room. I want to sit here and check this out real quick. Let be beautiful. Hello, let there be beautiful. Let's be beautiful. Is there any chance we could actually ask you what your name is? I'm hoping you can hear us. Okay, Cara. So where are you located out in the world, if we may ask? Do I have ants or something? Where are you located out in the world today? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I live in Georgia. As it, you're talking about Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. Too bad you couldn't come on the show and talk to us live. Got plenty of time, too, as well. So what do you... Yeah, call it in if you want. We can sit here and talk for the last 34 minutes. You never know what comes up in conversations where it actually makes people go, wow, I didn't know that. All right. So just, yeah, give us a call in here. That number is 646-721-9031. You can ask a question about anything you'd like. So are you going to call in? We will be expecting you. Let's see. Da-do-do-do. Do you want the number? Okay, no problem. Sounds great. Let's go back to the keyboard. I don't know if that was the keyboard, but let's play a little song here called, I think it's called Cheyenne, or Shawnee, I'm sorry, but Shawnee. It's very enjoyable. Relax, guys.
From the mountains to the sun, life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life has only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth in the kingdom of our birth, where the dust of all our horses hides the sun. We are mighty on the earth, on the earth. You have come to move me, take me from my ancient home, land of my fathers, I can't leave you now. We will share it with you, no man on this earth we're on. Now the wheels are rolling, hear the
back, and Sunny Beaches in Kansas. We actually have somebody in the chat. We have somebody in the and I can't say it. We have somebody in the queue, and we're going to fix him and push the button so we can talk to you. All right, we got area code 678. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good, how are you?
That's a good question. So, what's your name?
Sierra.
So it's Kara, like Sarah.
Sierra.
Okay.
Mhm.
So how are you? How's Georgia?
It's good. It's getting a bit cool now, which is kind of good.
Say it one more time. It's kind of cool or hot. It was warm today, wasn't it?
It's kind of cool. Starting to get a bit cold. Are you able to hear me?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just asking you, were you able to hear me pretty good?
Say it one more time.
I was asking, were you able to hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I was just looking at the situation. I go, okay, what's your birthday? I have to ask.
January 11th, 92.
You say January 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, January 11th. Ow. January 11th. That's Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's birthday is January 16th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when you look at the situation, it's like, whoa. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to her today, too, where she was talking about it was like 73... It was like 70-some degrees in Ohio, so I was like, well, what the East Coast is like. Because we're actually out here broadcasting from Colorado.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, it gets cold up that way. I'm actually from Nebraska.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always try to tell people about the ideal weather here. It's like, you know, during the day, it can be anything. But
really?
At night, yeah.
Well, it's been
fairly cool at night. Yeah. We always have cool nights. It depends on what happens during the day. Because the first time I lived out here, it was like we have 80-degree days all the time. And then as soon as the sun goes down, yeah, and then it gets cold. Yeah, people have to realize that Colorado is actually part of the desert.
Really? I always thought it was like Nebraska weather since it isn't too far.
No, it's like, you know, the mountains. People think about the mountain, they think cold. The Mountain Dew dick.
Yeah.
On the,
or maybe
yeah,
it's just in the winter. It has a bad winter.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a crazy situation when you look at the thing going, whoa. Well, that, you know, I do remember a couple times here where I went to the gym, went to work out. It was like 80 degrees when I went to the gym. When I came out, it was 20 degrees and snowing.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, most parts warm. It's the mountains that dictate the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So things can change in 5 minutes, you know, literally. Trust me on that one. I was kind of freaked out on that one. So you lived in Nebraska, huh? How was that?
Well, in the summer, I mean, it gets hot, and then when the winter's there, it's snowing, so it gets fairly cold.
What the heck?
Yeah,
Georgia's
different.
Yeah, I said I know somebody who used to live in Nebraska, and he said it was so freaking hot there in the summertime that most people stay in the house in the air conditioner.
I think Georgia has a beat. When it comes to heat, but yes, it gets hot there, but it gets extremely hot here also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how long have you lived in Georgia?
This February, I think, will make 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. So what was the reason for gravitating toward Georgia?
My mom's job had transfers here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd she do?
She's like a system administrator, something like that.
But it's not military.
Or Cox Cable Company. Or Cox Cable Company.
Okay, so it's not military.
Oh, no.
No?
No, it's not at all. It's just a cable company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cable company. Which cable company is that?
It's not here. Actually, it was in Nebraska, and heard the headquarters are here. It's Cox Cable. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
No. Because we got to get out more often, huh?
You said what?
So I guess we got to get out more often because I've never.
Well, it kind of depends on where you go because they actually don't provide the services here in Georgia, but they have it in other places. I know they have it in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we come here, it's like, who was it? I do the companies where that I have cable with now are associated with, like, with companies I used to have when I was in Ohio, but they're just, they have a different name for the company here, but it's still the same company.
Oh, wow. And I know they have, like, Bell South here and Comcast.
Yeah, we got Comstat here, too, and what's the other one? CenturyLink. Which used to be called, what was it called? Well, they changed the name so long ago, I can't remember what they used to call them.
Yeah, they have so many out here, but I think those are the major ones that I know, besides like DirecTV and...
Right. I have no idea. They can drive you crazy with all the technology, that kind of stuff. I think we all need to get back to actually listening to ourselves instead of letting technology do all this stuff for us, because all it's doing is hindering us from actually having positive relationships with each other, which has to do with communication.
Right.
I mean, too many, I was there talking to somebody before. I was like, okay, the texting thing has got to stop. You know, people
know,
were sort of talking about the idea of people. They were talking about the people driving and texting. Now, if you cancel out texting altogether, why is it so fascinating about typing?
I don't know. Probably because you can talk to more than one person versus sitting on the phone.
Could be, too, but you ask yourself, what's the point? It's the ideal, it's like conversations. I mean, realistically, conversations are supposed to be between one and another.
Right.
The rest of
it's
called a meeting. If you want to have a meeting, that's great. But if you want to have a conversation, you can't really. I was sitting there talking to some lady. She was sitting there trying to say, okay, I can't find anybody I can't find someone who can be committed and, what's the word? I can't think of the word. Who can't be loyal. What's the other word that girls are looking for in a relationship of a guy being committed to them?
Loyal?
Not loyal. It's the other one. How come I can't find people to be... Yeah, why can't I figure the word? And that sucks. And... That drives me crazy. I had this thing going good, too. What's it called when someone messes around on you?
Not like a cheater? I don't know.
That sucks. I can't think of the word. I can think about cheating and being...
Infidelity. I don't know.
What is it?
It's not like infidelity or anything like that.
I know, but it's a simple word for it. I want to find a guy that can be... Oh, shoot, what's the word? We're trying too hard.
Yeah.
That can be, well, it's loyal. It's not loyal. It's the ideal.
I
she was
that
with
already.
Guys. Huh? Yeah, I know.
I said I'm
it's like, say again?
I said I had said that already.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No. It's like I can feel the word, but I just can't find the right word. I know it's, I think, what was it? Faithful. That's the word. Faithful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she said she couldn't find a guy to be faithful to her. And I said, maybe it has something to do with those six guys you're dating. And she goes, I was thinking about that. And I said, yeah, if you're not being faithful, in the process of focusing on one person, then how can you expect to attract somebody who's going to be faithful to you? Because you're going to attract who you are at that moment. And since you're not being faithful, and the reason you're not being faithful is because you're feeding into a fear that if you don't date six guys, you're scared you're not going to find the right one. Now realizing you're actually working against yourself because your energy is scattered in six different directions. Huh?
That's how I never thought of things like that, considering I was interested in someone, but then I don't know how things are going to go.
Yeah, but, you know, we sit here and look at the situation. Maybe things will go a lot more smoother and more people more successful if we could actually believe that within ourselves that's possible.
Right.
Because we're looking at the situation and relationships, we're sitting there going, okay, does this guy love me? When realistically all you're really asking is, do I love myself? If you look at the situation of a guy or a woman that we have drawn into our lives, these are physical manifestations of how we feel about ourselves. And when we realize that, we can embrace the relationship. When we don't embrace the relationship, they have a tendency to get a little scattered, fall apart, because we're not feeling confident within ourselves. So the reflection of the relationship reflects that.
That's very true. And then another thing that I have tried doing sometimes is looking up, like, the horoscope compatibility, and that just puts me out of whack.
Yeah. Well, I think when it comes to compatibility, I think we should find things that were really compatible with us, not just everybody that can have those things. Because this one lady was like, you know, we talk a lot. Okay, that's not really a compatible thing. That's what I do for a living. I talk to everybody. Okay, so when you look at a situation, that's not compatible. I mean, it's compatible, but it's not something to deter. Because that's what people do with the idea of compatibility. Okay, they think compatibility determines the success of relationships.
Mm.
When realistically, what determines relationships, the success of a relationship, is how you're willing to leave yourself open and vulnerable to the reflections that the person you're with reflects back at you about yourself. Relationships are basically manifestations, physical manifestations of how we feel about ourselves so we can learn more about ourselves. So it's all about us that determines these relationships. So the more successful the relationship we have with ourselves, the more we're going to have a successful relationship with somebody else. Because more likely we have attracted the person who understands that, so therefore we can work together at compatibility. So see, it's a different, there's different, people think compatibility, yeah, we like corn. Whoopty, freaking do, half the country does too.
Right.
Okay. So if you sit and look at the situation, chocolate's another one. I like chocolate. Who doesn't? Okay. Well, they say that you like chocolate, you meet someone else who likes chocolate, but you're both allergic to chocolate. Now, you don't find people in that compatibility thing that everybody's going to be allergic to chocolate. Only a few that it happens with. Okay. So that's compatible. Or you meet somebody in your life that had problems with relationships and certain aspects in the same way you did too. Those are things you don't have in common with just anybody, just significant others. So it makes, so therefore people say, and I love this one, people go, well, me and this guy have a connection. Yeah, having sex every freaking night is not a connection, okay? That's just a lot of passion being expressed. But it's the idea of also telling people, what is sex? Sex is like money. Sex is money. It's a physical manifestation of giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So when we love somebody, this is, we use our physical bodies to express that in a physical way of what we feel with each other before we met each other. When we met each other, we had this spiritual connection that we wanted to express with each other, that we actually share with each other in a physical way, which is called sex. So therefore, sex is a, sex in the true sense is also a spiritual concept of two souls connecting. Yes, two souls connecting with each other. Boom. Money is a physical manifestation of giving and receiving. It's just a tool. Why do we put so much effort into these situations and so much emphasis on them and give them so much power? Not realizing these two avenues that we're talking about right now, these two tools that we give all our freaking energy to, that's what they always say, take back your power. To realize that these things only have the power they have because of what you've given it to them.
Right.
Take a $5 bill. Seriously, take a $5 bill, put it on the table. What's it going to do? It's going to sit there until a human picks it up. So therefore, it has no power at all. It's showing you right then and there, when you pick that money up and you do something with it, who has the power? You do. The money is just a tool to get you what you want, make your life easier and more successful in the kind of things that are going on. But same thing with love. The more you learn how to unconditionally give of that love to someone else, the more successful you're going to be in a relationship, which also represents how successful you are with yourself, too.
that you're listening. You're listening to yourself go, okay, I'm going to take this tool of love, I'm going to give it to somebody else, therefore I'll get back what I want. Not because I want to get that back, it's because in the process of giving, the receiving part is just a, it's just a thing, it happens. I mean, look, when you give somebody when you go to a store and you give somebody $50 for a headset, what happens? You walk home with a headset. Did you have to worry about the receiving part?
No.
You just gave them the freaking money, take your product, go home. If we could do the same thing with relationships and give that unconditionally, can you see how successful we would be? To realize that in the process of any kind of doubt within a relationship, within a spouse, is doubt within ourselves. So we're underestimating ourselves. So
yeah.
We start feeding into the insecurity of everything that goes on.
Yeah, I think that's, I'm kind of doing that now.
Uh-huh.
With the guy that I'm interested in, but I, you know, this, I don't know. This
why are you interested in this?
Oh, he's a sweet, very sweet person. I don't know. I really haven't even thought about why so much am I attracted to him. But, I, you know, I like his company. He's very sweet. He makes me feel comfortable when I'm around him.
How much does he represent? How much do you think when you look at this guy, does he? Can you see yourself? Most people who feel comfortable with themselves usually have no problem feeling comfortable with somebody else. And then they catch themselves feeling comfortable with somebody else and they start realizing the similarities between the two. It's been classified that twin flames are actually you have attracted the other part of your soul.
Right, but then it's like he has, but then I don't know, then that's another thing what you're saying, then I'm looking at it like the problems that he currently has, you know, as far as, you know, having children on the way and stuff like that, I don't know how that's reflecting back to me.
He has children on the way?
On the way.
How many children does he have on the way?
One for sure, but then he was saying that someone else was saying that he has just a child with them on the way also.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, sometimes when you look at situations like that of a person who is gotten himself into a situation where that would be like the thing, what it reflects back at you is more likely not children per se, but the children would represent to you of ideals and things you're inspired that you want to do, as in creating and bringing birth, you know, bringing birth to your dreams. So there,
right.
So it would be a representation of a person who's also feeling insecure that he needed to do those things. That's also reflecting back at you about your insecurities, about bringing your ideals into reality. The things you really
right.
want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. Because
that's
realistically,
cool.
Because when he put himself in those situations, it was kind of weird that he put more limitations upon himself too.
Right,
because
right,
of his,
right.
Because of his own fears of the things that he wants to do. Now he has a physical manifestation to use it as an excuse.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, because I was like, I know I want children someday, and then I know we've had to scare ourselves, and actually one recently, but I don't see myself.
Well, you look at the situation and go, well, he seems like he's fertile.
Right, yeah. Except I'm not. Yeah.
It also shows you the insecurity of a man who thinks that with the things he was doing to bring security or to bring more of a, how would you put this? It's an insecurity run amok of thinking that if something external is going to basically make his life more happy, as in a person, which proved that it didn't. It actually made it actually created another situation to deal with. When
right.
It was like, okay, I'm trying to find. See, that's what I'm trying to say. This is the thing we were talking about before. It's not your job to go seeking for love. It's your job to go within yourself to find the barriers that keep you from such.
Right.
Now think about it. If you go, it's everybody's looking for love out there. Love is not out there. Love is within you.
True.
The more you realize that, and go within yourself and realize that you probably have everything you need, all the love you'll ever need is within you. Then you realize that you really don't need anybody in your life. It's just the idea of getting to a point where you want to share what you have within yourself with somebody else.
Right.
And then you attract somebody else who feels the same.
Right.
Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Sounds
easy.
You're
not going to find that crap in a freaking dating service.
Right, yeah. So I was thinking about with him, I mean, it's not like we're not like really like officially together or anything, but it's like, I don't know.
What does that mean, officially? It's in the paper?
Like we haven't said, like, hey, we're going to be boyfriend or girlfriend. You know,
who
really
says that? I'm just confused. I mean, whoever says those things. I mean, realistically, look at some of the great relationships that ever happened. It was just one day you woke up and you're sleeping in someone's bed.
Right.
Like, oh, we've been in a relationship for like 6 years. You know, it was just a realization. Okay, when did it actually become a relationship? When was it actually, you know, and people can't really tell you that. It's always something they realize after the fact. It's like a manifestation.
Yeah.
When things manifest, we usually don't recognize them as they're manifesting. We don't recognize them until after we're in them for a period of time and go, oh, it happened. I made $100,000
this year. And then what was weird is because, you know, I've known him since I was younger, but it was like he used to, you know, try to talk to me, and I never really, like, gave him that chance on that type of level. But recently,
you've been open up to some possibilities?
Yeah.
And why is that? I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, at one time you wouldn't allow it to happen. And now you're like, okay, sure, go.
Because I think I was, you know, dating a guy that, you know, I was just moving on from. And then I guess as it's getting older, because we're both from, they used to live in Nebraska also, so they stay in Georgia too. And I don't know, just one day I seen him and he was like, hey, are we going to go on a date? And I just kind of brushed him off. But after I got home and thought about it, and
hey.
I saw him again. Yeah.
All right. No, I'm just saying, with the situation, when you look at it, can drive you nuts because I'm just, you know, I think it's one of the things I brought up earlier while I started looking at the situation going, okay, this is just crazy that I've heard this a lot of times from people sitting there going, well, this relationship, you know, no one's ever really declared as a relationship. Doesn't matter. A relationship exists. A relationship becomes a relationship the first time you actually interact with each other and you like each other. Well, on any kind of level, a relationship's already been established.
Right.
I mean, if you want to go further than that, just the idea of two people's energies connecting, where they even consider it, a relationship on some format has actually been created. Like I was talking about earlier, how a foot to the floor is a relationship. And how successful you are with your foot on the floor determines if you either continue walking or you fall on your ass.
Right.
So when you sit and look at the situation, it can also be a representation of how life is. When we, you know, we negotiate successfully, we continue going forward. Then when we have a tendency to rethink it, which a lot of people do. It's kind of amazing how people sit there and rethink walking. that they should do it in a different way. And then they end up falling down. It's also been, I remember this, I think it's Japanese or Chinese, look at walking as a controlled fall. That continues to go forward. I was like, because when you're walking, realistically, it's like you're just successfully balancing. You've successfully found a way to balance yourself. So therefore, this controlled falling is just a way of looking at life because you've made a choice to go forward. It's like the ideal. I want to be happy. It's just a choice. You want to be happy? Fine, be happy. If you don't want to be happy, then it's your choice. Everything that's ever happened in your whole life is because of the choices you made. Nobody else. They were just interacting with you.
Right.
That's what I was trying to tell the lady was on earlier. While I was there saying, you know, you're looking at the guy who just left you as he abandoned you when he just left. The abandonment is your perception, not his. He's looking at a situation he wants to control. And if you really look at the situation from both sides of the story, she wants control too. That's why she's using certain perceptions and certain ways of describing it to get a reaction.
Right.
You know, and when she doesn't get, when people don't get a favorable reaction, then you want to blame everybody else. When it was basically, well, all it was a reflection back at them and saying, the way things are unfolding right now is because of how you perceive it as something that's not good or falling apart. It's negative, or was it? Well, we got 90 seconds left in the show, and I'm about to scoot out of here and take a break myself. But thank you for being on the show. I appreciate that.
That was
a nice little half hour in the last format there. So, therefore, if you want to call back anytime, we're on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We'll be on Sunday too, as well, same time. Be glad to answer any questions you'd like to have or get a full reading. We got the angel cards and that kind of stuff. So don't hesitate to pop in from time to time, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night. And we're going to say goodbye to everybody and say, hey, we got 60 seconds left on the show. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for all the callers. Thanks everybody for listening. And like we always tell everybody at the end of every show, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. And for every person, look for God within yourself and you'll see God with everybody else that goes across your path. Y'all have a good night, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye now. Try to find some freaking music. Here we go.